I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to 5 to Thrive with Soda Pop Love, an HD Smartcast original. I'm Shraddha, a fashion and lifestyle blogger looking to help you live your best life. From fashion and skincare to physical fitness and mental health, in each episode, I will introduce you to 5 things you can do to thrive in your life. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hello friends, chai pilo. Sorry about that, but could not resist starting at least one episode off randomly like that. I figured let's do it with a not so thrilling topic. So here's what's up today. I'm going to read you the news. Now, don't worry, 5 to Thrive is still the hippest show in town, but, well, there are no buts to that. The reason why I want to talk news today is because I'm fed up of listening to one particular sansani khabar day after day since the past 2 months. I'm talking about the suicide slash murder of Sushant Singh Rajput. While it's extremely sad what happened, and yes, even I have obsessed over that case to figure out how such a brilliant and insightful man could commit suicide, and the details of the case get murkier with every passing day, and I do wish that justice be served, but enough now. The vilification of Riya Chakraborty is just as horrendous, and that poor girl and this poor man who's died, they have been made scapegoats to cover up the real issues that our country is facing. Our media's obsession with sansani khabar and our need to consume it means that the real matters get washed over or they get swept under the rug. So, like I said, I'm here to read you the news today. Thoda bleak scenario hai, advance mein warning de rahi hu, but it might help us to be a little more in touch with reality and what else is happening outside of Bollywood. First, let's talk about our favorite topic, the coronavirus. With India almost completely out of lockdown, the number of cases are increasing. And by that, I mean that we're setting world records. The number of single-day deaths in the past week are at a record high of over 1,000+ deaths per day. Now, India is being forced to remove lockdown measures, and I'll talk more about that in a bit. But that means that the responsibility of our health is in our own hands. Which, by the way, we should be washing for 20 seconds every 10 minutes and wearing a mask every time we step out. Just a friendly reminder. Speaking of India being forced out of lockdown, it's because, in case you haven't heard, the economy is in the doldrums. Reports of the first quarter GDP show that the economy has shrunk by 24%. This, mind you, is before the lockdown was implemented. So, you know, acche din. Oh, and by the way, there's still no accountability for the PM CARES Fund. Meanwhile, tensions against China escalate at the Ladakh border, with both sides accusing each other of firing warning shots. As retaliation, India has banned another 120 Chinese apps, which include the popular PUBG. That was personally quite painful. However, the foreign ministers of both sides met and reached a 5-point consensus to disengage the situation. So, some hope over there. Next, Mukesh Ambani is in negotiations with Jeff Bezos to sell 40% of Reliance to Amazon for $20 billion. If this comes through, it'll be the largest deal to be signed in India. This move would align with Ambani's plan of building an e-commerce giant just like China's Alibaba. And lastly, some good news. 600 acres of the Aare land inside Mumbai will be declared as reserve forest by the Maharashtra government. This is the first time that there is a reserve forest inside a metropolis like Mumbai. Of course, this move should affirm our resolve to speak up against the EIA draft, which is currently open for public review. With India being the second most polluted country in the world, all our life expectancies have been cut by 5 years. So this EIA draft is definitely something that you would want to fight against. And that wraps up the five things that we should be focusing on, other than the fact that Rhea and her brother have been denied bail. Now, in case you're wondering why I chose such a dreary topic for today's episode, it's because there's so much grey in the world that it becomes difficult to focus on the good things, the things that are going right. Nevertheless, we must do our best to balance being in touch with reality and becoming cynical. Being aware of what's happening around us will allow us to use our voice in this democracy to stand up for or against the things that are happening. Not only is it our civic responsibility, we owe it to ourselves to speak up as things happen rather than to get blindsided and then complain. So be aware, look past the sansani khabars and take action. And that's enough lecture for today. I'll see you guys next time. Bye. So that's it from me. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like the podcast, share it with your friends, and subscribe to my show to stay up to date with all the upcoming episodes. There are some fun ones lined up. To listen to more interesting podcasts about various topics, do log on to hdsmartcast.com. And you can also share your thoughts and suggestions about today's episode on Instagram at theraithsoda.pop.love and Twitter at @theraithsoda_pop_love or at @HDSmartcast on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode. Bye.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.